What important decision did you make today? Hey, podcast listeners, what's up? Happy Friday night. I hope all is well with you. Today, as I was making a couple of decisions, I was thinking about how many of the even smaller decisions that I make throughout a day can actually set me onto a path which actually drastically changes my life. So it could be something simple as what restaurant did you eat at tonight or go get food from? That seemingly meaningless decision. Something could happen at one of those restaurants. You could meet a certain person at one of those places that could change the path of your life. Now, it's interesting because we don't know who's going to be there. A lot of these decisions are made without knowledge of what's going to happen. But it's interesting to think about how every little decision we make can change the path of our lives. So it kind of empowers and makes more significant each of our small choices that we're making throughout a day. As I'm parenting and going through the phase of, you know, having a young 5-year-old daughter, I think about this a ton, especially as she's getting ready to enter kindergarten, and more choices will certainly come up to the forefront. But especially at these younger ages and within these foundational stages, I'm constantly thinking about what path am I helping, or what path am I sending my daughter down? Not that it's just me making the decisions or actually going down the path, but I certainly play a part. So I'm trying really hard to just simply be aware of the paths that we're creating and hoping that all will turn out well. One other thing I think about when making choices, typically we think about the pros and cons of a certain choice, right? So I think about that a lot, but then more intriguing to me lately has been, if you make a decision to do something, what does that mean that you're not doing? So it's basically opportunity cost. If you think about that in a business sense, if you do one thing, that means you're not doing something else. And that helps me with a lot of my choices. You know, if I'm going to make choice A, that means I can't do choice B, C, and D. Obviously, something you can, you know, sometimes you can do all of the above or both, but oftentimes when we make a decision, it means we're not able to do something else, and it kind of wipes it off the table. So lately I've been kind of thinking about that. Helped me gain a little perspective and hopefully help me make some better decisions in the long run. Tomorrow I turn 38 years old, so I'm anxiously awaiting that day. And I'm really looking forward to spending some good time with loved ones and neighbors, family and friends. So that should be fun. Certainly enjoying this road to 40, as I've been talking about, writing about a little bit. And I'm really glad that you're listening and playing a part of this journey. So thank you so much for listening to Breathe Upon Waking. And I hope to see you soon. All love.